This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. In 6 days, the first music that will be performed live by members of the Artisphere Orchestra takes place at the Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista. It begins what is essentially 8 days of wonderful performances by the Artisphere Orchestra. Here to help us get ready for that is Jason Smith from Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you, Kyle, for having me.
Getting close.
Very close.
When you were here last week, I ended by saying that music is so much different when you hear it live than when it's recorded. Each has its merits, but it's a different experience live.
It is completely a different experience.
And safe to say that last year with the Artisphere Orchestra, that was the case?
Of course. Of course. Now, we did record last year.
Yes.
And I go back and, of course, I lovingly listen to the recordings. But I will tell you, being in the room and experiencing live performance of classical music or what have you, any live performance is a different experience than hitting play on your MP3 player or play on your YouTube or, you know, popping a CD and listening to it on the drive.
Or even if you're watching a concert on HD in your home theater with surround, it's still different.
It is different. It is very different. And I think primarily the difference is live musicians performing live music for a live audience.
That's three elements where you're never quite sure where it's going to go.
Precisely. You don't, I mean, you never know how the audience is going to respond, how they're going to relate to the musicians on stage. You never know how the musicians are going to play the piece, you know, and how the element of an audience will affect how they perform. And just the combination of the two creates this energy and this exchange of, I guess it's a musical conversation.
If I have a favorite CD by the New York Philharmonic, say, and I hit play every time I know it's going to go exactly the way it's gone before. Now, that's not to say I wouldn't discover something by re-listening to a recorded performance. But the fact is that CD is going to play the same way the first time and the 100th time.
Exactly.
What you see in a performance hall is that time.
Exactly. It will never be done again.
And that's exciting.
Right. The tempos, the exact way the trumpet solo takes off, or the way he decides to change and shape the sound, all of that is particular to that moment.
But I know my CD is never going to have a glitch, is never going to make a mistake, is never going to go from the way I want to hear it. And that's not the case live.
And you don't know that. In fact, that's kind of the thrill. Some of the more adventurous conductors will actually take their orchestras in classical music. And I know that it can also happen in other forms of music and live performance. But they will take their orchestra and they will push them and pull them in ways that you know they are walking the razor's edge. You know, you're like, wow, I can't believe that they're doing this, or that they're able to get this, either this racing tempo, or they're able to, like, stop the orchestra dead in their tracks and completely change the shape and feel in, you know, it what seems like an impossibility is happening right in front of you, and you're sitting on the edge of your seat going, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this. Can they keep this up? You know, you're like going, okay. And when they get to the end and they done it, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Here's the mystery to me. Mm-hmm. Because when we're talking about the musicians that are in the Artisphere Orchestra, they're professionals. This is their year-round job. They're from some of the top orchestras in the world.
Yes.
So there is that discipline, that need to practice and get the muscle memory.
Exactly.
Okay, I get that. But you can go to these performances and hear passion. And I've always wondered, how do you, when you're playing some things that you have to have this discipline and you have to have this repetition and this understanding of what you're playing, how do you get room for passion? Is that even definable? Is that even something you can...
I think that people who play classical instruments and get to this level, they're addicted to it.
I mean, so that passion is going to just come...
It is innate. In order to make the choices to maybe take the risks of living a musician's professional life, mm-hmm. You are practicing. The music is paramount. The quality, the expression through music is what you live for daily.
I guess what helps with something like the Arnold Street Orchestra is that you're only here for 2 weeks to perform. You're here for longer than that to get ready. But because it's so different and because you're with these other passionate people who you don't play with and may never play with again,
right?
Because you're scattered across the globe, that heightens the excitement.
Of course,
is that the right
word? I mean, you have 5 rehearsals
mm-hmm.
to get a concert ready.
Yeah,
and you're sitting down with people that you might see once a year, and playing with them, and it's thrilling to play with peers that you respect, and that you want to make sure that you don't let them down, and that you play as well and in the style and together with them, so that you can, you know, you create something new. You're creating a performance, you know, that won't exist after this or before that. We'll have a recording of it.
Right.
But you're not that actual experience of sharing that space with those other musicians and with the audience will not happen again.
One of the great things about live music, and this extends to theater and to some respects athletic events as well, when you're watching it live, is the communal effect. That you can look to your left and look to your right and you can see that, oh, yeah, I'm not the only one really riding this right now, that other people are really enjoying it.
And that's actually one of my favorite things. I love going to a symphony and watching the audience. Just watching them. Sometimes it's watching them be bored, I will be honest. And sometimes it's that they're entirely wrapped up into it. And, you know, and everybody takes it in differently. And that is equally thrilling for me personally. I think that also the musicians really absorb the audience's energy. And they can ride that energy. An orchestra, especially in a beautiful house, small house that we have here in Fayetteville at the Walton Arts Center, you're able to really sense the audience because it's almost right on top of you.
You can feel if the audience
completely.
Is with you?
Oh, completely. You can feel it. It's funny. You take cues. An orchestra, you take cues from other musicians, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're not just listening with your ears, but you're listening with your eyes. And you're seeing how people are sitting, mm-hmm. how people are, you know, both the audience and your fellow musicians. You know, one of the things that I like to be able to listen to an orchestra and hear is that the musicians are sitting forward in their chairs. And that the music rides the beginning of the beat,
mm-hmm.
you know, that versus leaning back and settling in. You know, I tend to like those more energetic ensembles. And that's really kind of what we have with Artisphere. And because of that, you get a reaction, an equal reaction from the audience.
And so the conductor might be, I don't know if the conductor has time to be thinking about how the musicians can she or he, the conductor, feel that as well?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's palatable.
Yeah.
How that shapes what the conductor does is between him and the audience
right.
and the orchestra. But every time you walk on stage, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time. You know, and sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle.
And you say for sure that happened last year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If people want to know about the Artisphere performances this year, they can go to artistspherefestival.org.
That's correct. And under the featured projects, look for the Artisphere Festival Orchestra and the Chamber Music Series. Those will both be performed by Artisphere Festival Orchestra musicians.
Thank you.
Thank you.